it usually happens like this. A particular specific action, or even a letter in the mail, or even a letter at your job, or a letter in your building, or a letter in your mailbox, that effectively says, this is what's happening right now. You need to respond right now. And you realize quickly, this is a situation that might need an attorney. And there is a natural inclination to freak out. I've joked with people and said, hiring an attorney is not a normal act. Going to the doctor's, dentist, going to get, you know, your car repaired, or even repairs in your home, those are normal day-to-day activities that we can kind of mentally brace ourselves for. Something popping up where you need an attorney is not a natural act. So what ends up happening is when you find yourself in a situation where you may need an attorney, there's a natural inclination to freak out, because now you're realizing you're in a situation where you're moving into a world that you do not feel comfortable moving in, that you have no knowledge of, and you're not sure what the hell you're doing.
In the know.
Good evening, everyone.
My name is Reeves, and I need you to understand. There are some tips that you can do to keep yourself from freaking out, or at least lower your freak out threshold level when you find yourself in a situation where you may need an attorney.
What will it bring? This is a reality we simply have to accept.
First thing I want you to do is to take a step, take a moment, and determine whether you can do this by yourself or whether you really need an attorney. A lot of times when you're looking at a document, especially if it comes on official letterhead or if it's a letter or something from this particular person or somebody higher up the food chain, it blows your mind because you're like, oh my God, where did this come from? But depending on the circumstances, you might be able to handle it after you've gotten over the initial shock. So when you get a document or get informed of something, you may want to take a step and ask yourself critically, do you think you can handle it by yourself, or is this something that you need to engage an attorney in? Now, the hard part is, well, how do I know if I got it right? Unfortunately, only you can. I often tell people that you have to ask yourself, is this something that you feel confident or comfortable doing in its entirety by yourself without having legal counsel? If you can, you do what you got to do. But if you believe this is a situation that you think is best handled by having someone on the outside, like an attorney, engage an attorney. But a lot of times what happens is when you get that first letter and you read it, or that first statement, you read it the first time, you're in shock mode. Take a step, put the document down, breathe, vent, get all the frustration out because you're like, what the hell is this? Then come back and say to yourself, what are they asking me for? What do I need to do? Can I do it by myself? Or do I need to get an attorney? The next thing you need to do is to figure out what you need, if you need, or when you need an attorney, if that's the case. Depending on what the situation is, you're gonna have to determine, do you need to have an attorney that specifically handles that particular area? Which then goes back to the prior point. After you've made the determination, then you've gotta ask yourself, if you really need them now. Meaning this might be an early preliminary thing where you can get an attorney, and most attorneys will tell you earlier in the process you can get them engaged, the better, because this way they can keep an eye over the entire landscape as things change, as opposed to having to play cleanup later. But then there are some processes or situations where the need for an attorney does not become apparent until much later, meaning the process was designed so that individuals could deal with it early on. But there's certain aspects, whether it be arbitrations, whether it be negotiations, whether it be meetings, whether it be mediations, whether it be a litany of different areas, where at that point, having an attorney engaged in the process is probably more appropriate. But that might be much later on down the line. So we want to find out and figure out, you know, what you need, if you need, or when you need an attorney. Then you got to figure out how to pay for one. I can tell you, hiring an attorney is an expensive thing depending on the type of law you're dealing with. And every attorney works a little differently. Sometimes people will come to me and say, should I get a big attorney or a small attorney or a solo attorney? And I said, it really depends on your personal preference, but you better be mindful of the fact that in either case, you're going to have to pay for them. So you have to ask yourself and ask them, what are the mechanisms of payment? So this way you'll know what type of financial responsibilities you have to incur. And early on, next thing, see if you can get either a free consultation or a reduced cost for consultation. And you could even, when you're going to like state bar associations or trade organizations for various attorneys, ask them, hey, listen, if you have a referral service, I'd like to be connected with any firm that you can that has at least a free consultation, because I'm trying to budget my money accordingly in case I got to pay a lot of money going forward. So the reason why that's important is that if nothing else, whether it be 45 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour of having somebody sit down with you and give you the big picture thing, that goes a long way towards making you feel a lot more comfortable about your circumstances, so that this way you can have an understanding of what needs to happen now and going forward. While you're going through this, make sure you pay attention to any deadlines. So if you get a letter that tells you you've got to do this within this certain time period, or you're being told you have to do something and you have to, and you don't know, ask what the timeline is. You want to know. Why? Because what ends up happening is when you're going through the process and you're trying to decide whether you should have an attorney or not, guess what? The clock is still ticking. So you want to be in a situation where you don't want to waste time, and the next thing you know, maybe you have a document that says you got to respond within 7 days, and you spend the first 4 or 5 days trying to find someone, and the next thing you know, you look at the letter and it's like 7 days, and you realize 7 days is tomorrow, and you haven't done anything on your own because you were trying to wait until you got an attorney. I'm not saying that you should wait until after that initial time period goes through. I'm not saying that you should stop doing altogether. I'm saying that while you're going through this, if you have not identified someone, or if you've gotten to the point that maybe you've decided you're going to do it on your own, be mindful. There are deadlines in a lot of these type of things in terms of when you have to do things, and you don't want to do anything that's going to put yourself in a bad spot. So be mindful if there's any time periods that you have to be sensitive to, so this way you don't mess up your situation trying to find someone and then look up and the next thing you realize the time you had to respond is gone and now they've moved on to the next step and you're really scrambling. Which brings me to my final point. Make sure whatever you do, move quickly. When you get a document or you've been told that something is about to happen, I'm gonna give you probably about a good 10, 15 minutes to freak out. You know, whether it be yelling, hollering, cussing, and be like, what the heck, venting your family members, your friends, whatever the case may be. Then you need to start making moves sooner, not later. Because what ends up happening is you take that letter and you throw it on your kitchen table and then it sits there. And then what happens is that you stew and you do a little of this, you keep on going with life, and then the next thing you realize, the deadline is coming, and now you're scrambling. And so, and that becomes an ongoing pattern going forward. You're constantly scrambling. Don't do that, because what happens is, the reason why I say move ASAP, not because I'm telling you you're slow. What I'm telling you is that once you know, in addition to the issues you're dealing with, you're now dealing with time, that adds to your stress level. It freaks you out even more so, because now on top of the fact that you're dealing with something that you've not dealt with before, you're dealing with something completely outside of your comfort area, you now have to deal with the fact that if you don't do it within a time period, you may make your situation worse, or at least in your mind, you really think you may make your situation worse. Now, mind you, there could be allowances for it. If there are holidays that fall in here, if a situation where you're trying to find an attorney and so forth, and you put somebody on notice about this, there are all these different little nuances that protect yourself in these situations. But if you don't know those nuances, all you have is the paper that says you better get this done by this time period, or somebody telling you you better get this done by this time period. And the last thing you want to do when you're in the midst of dealing with all these things is now freaking out because you're running out of time, or at least in your mind you've told yourself you're running out of time. So when you're in a situation where you're needing to consider the possibility of engaging an attorney, just pause for a second and make sure you move quickly on different things, so this way you don't put yourself in a worse situation because you were moving slower because of the fact that you were overwhelmed by what you were in.